I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Following an October storm that cut power to more than 300,000 customers, utilities in Connecticut say they want to better predict storm outages. That means tweaking computer models, which by nature are imperfect. Say you're a utility preparing for a storm. You need weather forecasts, maps of where your power lines are and what's around them. You need to think about trees, if they're trimmed or in danger of falling into a line. And then there's storm severity.
So that's the complexity, really, of the problem, that we really need to have a model or a system that can predict that range of possible impacts, right, from different storms.
Emmanuel Anagnostou is a professor at UConn. He's talking about a statistical model currently used to predict storm outages and help decide where to send resources and repair crews. But the model failed to predict the severity of October's late-month storm, and as a result, it took up to 4 days to reconnect some customers. Now, United Illuminating and Eversource say they want to improve it. And Ignostu says machine learning models do really well at building connections between historic and new storm data, but they're not great at predicting more extreme weather events.
And that also ties also with climate change. If we want to use the model in a way to understand future storms, the impact of future storms, still again, you cannot do that unless you have the opportunity to extrapolate.
So the thought now is to take a more hands-on, supervised approach, purposefully tweaking some parameters fed into the system and pairing that data with the more autonomous machine learning models to better predict storm outages. He says UConn's team will meet with Power Manager soon to discuss the changes. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.